Today we'll start with the sitting, and I'll offer during the sitting, we'll start with the settling in, and then I'll offer some reflections during the sitting on working with thoughts. Remembering yourself, remembering awareness. Sometimes it can be supportive to just start by checking in. How are you right now? Without any need for anything to be any different, just taking in. How are you? As if a dear friend were asking that question, just asking yourself that question. Really wanting to know from the inside, how are you? I'm not looking for an answer or trying to figure it out, but just being available to receive. Much as you might just sit with a friend and listen. This points to a way that this quality of wise mindfulness is not only wise, but caring. A friendly, kind attention. Interested. Also, it can be helpful to explore, having checked in, how you are. There may be some awareness of some areas of tension. And so, perhaps, there can be an invitation to relax. Maybe the body can relax. Perhaps scanning through the body and systematically checking in. Maybe the head and face can relax. Maybe the neck and shoulders can relax. Maybe the arms and hands can relax. Maybe the chest and upper back can relax. Maybe the stomach, the abdomen, the hips, the lower back can soften. Maybe even inside the hip sockets can relax. And maybe the legs and feet can relax. And then perhaps more deeply inside the body, the inside of the throat, maybe that can relax. Maybe the heart can relax. Maybe the stomach and the intestines can relax. And then maybe too the mind can relax. Maybe the mind can let go of worries, concerns about the past or the future, or even about now. Worries or concerns about how it is, wishes it was some other way. Maybe there can be a relaxing into it's this way. Right now, just resting. Seeing perhaps if the mind can rest. Resting from its habitual doings and worries and concerns. And receiving what's here. Maybe exploring once again, how are you? This friendly, interested companion. Curious from the inside how you are. Gentle, kind, There can be an intimacy to the sense of being with ourselves. Just receiving what it is, this mind and body are experiencing in this moment. No need to make anything in particular happen. Just what's already here. Are you aware? Checking in that quality of awareness, just giving yourself an opportunity to acknowledge or recognize awareness is here. Aware. And receiving whatever is obvious. And from time to time, curious also about how you are in relationship to what is happening. Wanting something to happen, wanting something to stop happening. Confusion, or maybe ideas or views about what should be happening, or maybe there is an okayness, a calm or an ease, or a sense of openness and relaxation with what's happening. That too is useful to take in. We might not notice that sometimes, that quality of ease or okayness or calm. If it's present. Are you aware? What is obvious? What is happening? What's here? sometimes what is here, what is happening, are thoughts. Thoughts are a natural process of our minds. And becoming aware of thoughts, becoming aware of thinking, we are becoming aware of a natural process of the mind. It's not a problem, and it's not counter to our awareness practice. If thoughts arise, we can be curious about the experience of thought. Often, one of the ways, the early ways we recognize thinking is when we wake up after we've been thinking, or wake up in the middle of having been lost in thinking. And because perhaps very often we have a habit of not being mindful while thinking, we have this idea or belief that we can't be mindful while thinking. And so this moment when mindfulness returns, oh, I've been thinking, we become aware of that thought. That actually is a moment, can be a moment, it depends, it happens differently at different times. That can be a moment when you are aware of thinking. Oh, I've been thinking. Kind of naturally as mindfulness returns. So aware in the present moment. And often, when the mind has been lost in thinking, there has been some shift in our experience related to the thinking. The thinking has had an effect on us. And so in that moment of awareness returning, curious about how is this being now in this moment with the conditions of the few moments before of having been thinking. There's often lingering shifts of body experience and emotions maybe coming up related to what had been thought about. This is exploring, opening to the effect that thinking has had on us. This is a very useful understanding and exploration. Thoughts are very powerful. They shape our experience of body and mind. And so, not fighting that or trying to change or manipulate it, curious about how it is, how thoughts are affecting the body and mind. Sometimes thoughts are lively and engaging and delightful. We can also feel that. Sometimes thoughts are sticky and pulling us into justifications and arguments, and we can feel that. So that moment in returning from wandering, the mind returning from wandering into thought, that's often where our exploration of thoughts and thinkings begin, noticing that we have been thinking Noticing the effect that that thinking has had. We can also be aware of thinking as it is happening. Knowing that thought is thought, we can recognize thinking as a process or as a phenomenon. And we can also recognize or notice that thinking has content. The content of thinking is usually what affects us emotionally, physically. And so sometimes it's useful while being aware of thinking, especially in our daily lives, to notice how this thinking is affecting me while I'm thinking. Aware of the content and aware of the effect it has on you. It's easiest to explore this with relaxation. I'm describing things that are possible to see. And sometimes they're most possible to see when we're not trying to do it. But just opening to the possibility. And so relax as I explore this reflection. Just receive the words. You don't have to do anything with them other than notice they are words and content, how that content affects you as I'm speaking. So exploring thoughts in relationship to their content, that's one way we can be mindful of thoughts and thinking. Knowing the thoughts, what they're about, and how that lands with us. How does it shape us to be thinking about that thing? Often in formal meditation, we think we should let go of content. And yet in this practice, we're exploring just the ways our mind works and functions. And so if content is happening, aware of that and aware of what its effect is on us. And at times, when thinking is happening, the mind might be more interested not in the content, but just in the very fact of thinking, the experience of a thought is arising. This often happens more in formal meditation than in daily life. So sometimes it's interesting to see that we can notice how thinking happens in our minds. We can notice that it's happening as if somebody is talking to us, or as if we're talking to ourselves through that modality of kind of hearing in a way. Or sometimes it can happen through visual images, seeing Sometimes it can happen almost as if we were feeling the kinesthetic experience of something, being in a situation. Sometimes the mind is aware simply of the process of thinking and how that's happening. At times, in exploring being with thinking, partly because content is so sticky for us at times, sometimes as we're exploring, trying to be with or exploring being with thinking and thought, the content will be kind of pulling at us or very sticky, hard to be mindful with that content or with the experience of the content in our bodies at the same time. And if that's happening, if the content is pulling us out of mindfulness, then it can be useful, especially in sitting practice, to let go of the content and really more directly turn to the body and emotion. How are you now? What are the emotions? What are the body's sensations? Letting go of the content. That's a skillful means. When the content feels like it has a gravitational pull, taking us out of mindfulness. Fundamentally, our practice is very simple. We rest with ourselves and receive what's here. Recognizing that we're aware. Just opening to that possibility of recognizing awareness itself and noticing what is already happening. What is awareness naturally already aware of? Sometimes that will be body sensation, sound, maybe focused at times on some particular experience, might land on the breath sometimes, might become broad. Feeling body and space. Might be aware of emotions. Sometimes thoughts. What is already happening in your experience? Resting. And receiving.